Welcome back to LARPs and TARPs. Finally, after so long, we are here with our pre-LARP episode, and I am joined by...
Alex.
Hi, I'm Tom. It's my first day.
Morgan!
And me, Chloe. Hello!
Oh, that couldn't have gone better.
And today on TARPs TV...
It was enthusiastic.
It was very good.
I'm excited.
What are we talking about today?
We are talking about pre-LARP. I did say pre-LARP, but we've got some ramblings to throw your way. We have some questions to answer. We have tangents to be tangented.
And I think we're all
tangents to be told.
All vibrating with excitement.
Mm-hmm. Should turn the vibrator off.
Yeah, probably.
Recording.
Because I sounded really excited. We're vibrating with excitement.
You I've sound so bored.
I am thrilled.
I am thrilled to be here.
Yeah, you love to
No, I am.
Morgan's just in it for the fame and money now. He doesn't have the passion anymore.
Yeah, all the fame and wealth we've garnered from this podcast.
You Hollywood whore.
Yeah, no, I am. I think the thing is, if I get too excited, I'll peek the microphone and cause Alex a headache.
I was going to say he was going to pee himself. I was like, same.
If I get too excited, Alex will piss himself.
So I already have.
Oh, hell yeah. Because you guys, so I feel horrible for you two, because the last LARP you guys did, Alex and Chloe, was Flying Lead Nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah. Same for you, Kerry.
Yeah, same for
And
me.
Same for you as well, yeah. Whereas me and Tom have been to like,
Three or four, yeah.
It's ridiculous how balls deep you guys have gone into this hobby. Yeah. It's actually disgusting.
I can't afford this addiction and an economic crisis. I am suffering.
But yet
majorly.
You still continue to go.
It's a drug. It's an addiction. LARP is a drug. Don't do it, kids.
It's an NHS medically recognised condition.
I'm not going to get political.
Tom's there hitchhiking at the side of the road. Take me to a LARP.
I'll take me to Eversley.
Get me there.
I think it's... I don't know about you guys. I don't know if you guys will feel the same, Alex and Chloe, but Tom and Kerry, for me, going into like my third year of a LARP feels very different, because the first year is like, not apprehension, but you're kind of like, oh, what am I going to expect? What's it going to be like? And then your second year, you're full of like, oh my God, can't wait to do it again? But now it's my third year. It's kind of because it feels like a bit more regular. There's a weird kind of comfort excitement about it. I don't know if that's the right way to put it.
But you're not like bubbling with it.
I am, but there's just something
not
about
like a nervous way.
Yeah, there's just kind of like, I'm just, it feels like, I think someone put it, sometimes going back to Empire can feel like going home.
Yeah, no, literally. Yeah. Like, I feel like it really clicks for me the first time I'm like walking around the field when things are starting to get set up and I'm like, I'm home.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that van ride in going over those bumpy things, like, and just looking at everyone. I'm like,
when we go over the cattle grates, so like, ooh, it's here, it's here, it's here, it's here.
Oh my God.
This is my fourth year on the biggest.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. It's funny as well. Like, so we should have listened to last year's pre-LARP, because I would love to know where we're all at.
Last year. Well, I know for us, so much has changed, because this time last year we had virtually no game. We're considering maybe changing nations or maybe giving it up completely. And, you know, we've got so much to look forward to this year. But I suppose we'll get into that shortly.
Stick with it, kids. If you have faith, the game will come to you. I feel like a youth pastor.
So I think we wanted to, because I imagine it seems like this game doesn't stop growing. And there's a lot of new players at this game. I think I saw something like there's like 300 new players.
Yeah, I believe that.
So like, hopefully,
I've seen a lot of people posting on Facebook.
First time,
the new player kits that are going off the Facebook page, like they're better than mine.
Good job, guys. Quite honestly disgusted. You have to go through shit kit.
Yeah. I'm still in my shit. Your charity shop t-shirt, fine.
There's some people posting in the Navari page like, hey, I'm a newbie, it's my first time, what do you think to my kit? And you're like, that's some of the best kit I've seen.
Yeah.
Better than mine.
You really know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You need to go through shit kit purgatory. I'm pissed off with all these people.
Yeah. I'm still in my shit kit era. Like, I still don't know.
I get a new kit every year, so I've not got a chance to upgrade it. I have no excuse.
What was it? You that were saying the same thing, that we were looking at pictures. It was like our kit's completely different from when we first started.
Yeah. Mine's very much the same, but it's a lot more weathered. Therefore, it looks good.
Yeah, you've got new elements, like a new cloak.
That picture that we did last year when we had those pictures taken and we did our very first Empire together. When I think you, Alex, put a side by side. It was so cute. When you look at us there, we're like,
I'm just like, ready to go.
Was it 2022? We look like awkward teens on prom nights.
With the normal tents behind us and everything.
Yeah, and a house. OC camping.
OC camping again.
OC camping's fine. You can still have a good time at Empire View.
It is easy
camp.
To put up the IC tents, and you are close to everything.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
You can get it down.
Don't camp IC because there won't be room for us.
Don't camp IC in Navarre.
Anyway, Dawn's full. It's crazy.
League's getting full because Navarre is spilling onto our side.
Is it?
Greatest nation.
Yeah, well, that's where the boar's head was.
We've got, I'm wanting to, for when Tristan eventually kicks the bucket, I want to get one of those big square pavilion tents.
Oh, yeah.
To have like a big kind of thing on the field. But I'm thinking of having like an in-character tent on the field as role play space.
Yeah.
Being in the out-of-character area to sleep. Because if you've got somewhere to store stuff, it's like, and to role play, it would be fine.
The biggest part about having your tent on the field is if you need to go and get weapons or like snacks or whatever, like throughout the day, or like if you want to leave your tank
off.
Somewhere safe or take your armor off. Yeah. It's good to have somewhere.
Like a base.
So we end up storing weapons half the time for most of the jackdaws. Yeah.
I think after someone's camped OC for the first couple of events, there's going to be such an urge to camp IC that they're not going to be able to resist it.
100%. So, we wanted to talk about, I guess, what to expect for your first event.
Yeah.
Would be good. Because I know that, we listen to podcasts before we go, and I think it's going to be a tricky job to kind of prepare anyone, right? Because it's
so hard to put into words.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Shall we go around in a circle and say one bit of advice each, our top tips?
Advice or what to expect?
What to expect, maybe
what
how
to look forward to a little bit as well.
So I guess maybe we could do it kind of because we all have been in different nations. We all have different ideas of what you want to do. I think the thing you really want to think about, if you can, is what part of Empire you want to play. Because I think it's easy for, and I remember I did this with exactly the same thing with D&D and with Empire, is when you're kind of thinking about it, you stop, you don't really think of it as like a game. Almost, you think of it as, I don't know, something like separate, like just an experience you're having. But Empire is very much like a game, and there's parts of the game that you can want to play. So having a think about, do I want to do loads of fighting, or do I want to do things with the priest game where you're, influencing the hearts and minds of the Empire and making impacts there, or do you want to perhaps like get involved in magic and try and understand the spells? So kind of have a look before and think, what do I really want to spend my weekend doing? And then use that as your guiding light and try to do it. So it's like, I want to get into magic. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Conclave. I'm going to go to the Regio. I'm going to speak to ritualists. I'm going to speak to archmages and try and get a kind of understanding of like what the magic game is like and things like that. Or if you want to do skirmishes, find the person who's in charge of skirmishes for your nation and throw yourself at them and be like, please throw me through the Sentinel Gate. I wish to risk my life.
Stop doing that. You're ruining it for the mercenary companies. Stop doing things for free.
I think just building on that, like as you were talking then, I was just thinking, I suppose my bit of advice then would be don't be afraid to like ask people or talk to people.
Yeah.
Like you've mentioned like the Regio or the Central Gate. So new players might not know who they are. Just ask someone. Like no one's going to think you're stupid. No one's going to be like, this person doesn't know this. Like, no, everyone is so lovely there. Just don't be afraid to talk to someone. Just ask. There are so many people that are so willing to help and just will get you through things. So just if you don't know what something is or you don't know where something is or you want to just be curious about things, just talk to anybody. Everyone's so lovely.
Value the phrase, it's my first time in Anvil. As soon as you say that, people will know you're a new player and will go, hat over heels to help you in that situation.
I'm not here to spread any rumours, but I have heard that if you say I'm new to Anvil in the league, that's a good way to get fleeced out of all your money.
I think that's just the league.
That's just the league, isn't it?
So don't enter trade negotiations like, I'm new to Anvil. Well, that is worth one ring, so give me all of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, absolutely. Like, there's people who are very willing to help.
I don't think I actually properly knew what the Regio was until when you did your race.
Yeah.
I did not know what that was until you did that. Like, people have spoken about it, but I had no clue what it was or where it was.
You hear these words flying around, but without any context.
Because it's not side of the game that I associate myself with. I had absolutely no idea until you did your race and we were there. I was
that's a good place to start, maybe.
This is this thing.
Like, the Regio is... So a Regio in the game is a concentrated area of magic, which makes doing rituals easier. And most rituals are tied to one of the six magical realms. Which I'll allow you to, you know, we've done episodes on magic. We've done episodes on magic, so you can listen to that or look on the wiki. But the Empire, Anvil, the capital city, there is the Imperial Regio, which is tied to all six realms. So that's where rituals are easier to do. You can read the rules on magic there. And also you can use that to teleport to somewhere called the Hall of Worlds, which is where Conclave happens, which is magical politics. So if you want to do a magical politics game, go to the Regio and get it. But you have to be a magician to do that.
I also hear that's a good place to bump into like elementals or
Eternals.
Eternals, that's the one, yeah. If you want to see some people in some like really cool funky costumes and some interesting characters, if you are a mage, you can get into the Hall of Worlds and loiter around and you might see something interesting there.
Yeah, there is some. I've been around and I've seen like things called Tulpas, which are like creatures of the stars, which are always interesting, and you can get weird curses from them.
So like, also to build on your point about having an idea what you want to do and go in and like trying to engage with that game, if you're like find yourself like at a meeting like Conclave or something and you're bored, just leave. It's your holiday. You don't have to do anything you don't want to. If no you change one's... your mind, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like if you go to the nation meetings, it's a great way to get to know the nation that you're in, meet some people there. But if you're just stood around bored, you can leave. You know, no one's going to be offended.
Yeah.
I think the other thing we said was the Sentinel Gate as well.
Yeah.
So something I think Empire was really focused on when they first made it was making sure that combat was opt-in. So previous LARPs that the Profound Decisions, the organization that runs the game, did, combat was everywhere. So your camp could get invaded by another camp and people could attack you, right? Profound Decisions has gone to a real length to make sure that doesn't happen commonly. So what they have is they have the Sentinel Gate, which is a portal to different parts of the Empire. And based on the stars and things like that, they can pick out opportunities of where we can send you and you can engage with some enemies. So Sentinel Gate is basically a big arch with a portal that you go through. And then twice per event, there is a major conjunction, which is where half of the Empire, half of the people attending Anvil can go through and have a massive battle, which are all really good fun. But yeah, I think that's two good things to kind
two of good starting points, yeah, just absolutely. So you know to pinpoint. The Sentinel Gate's pretty much in the middle of Anvil. Like you can't really miss it.
Yeah, just at the end of Trader's Row, isn't it?
Yeah. The Regio's up to the left of the Sentinel Gate.
It's at the end of Urizen. So it's like the top right of the field. So you go through Urizen to get to the Hall of Worlds. You go past Highgarde to get to the Sentinel Gate, basically. What about Alex?
I'd say the importance of God and being aware, like what they can do, what blessed their services are.
What is not God, Alex?
All hail God! You know,
all hail God!
We all hold him dear in our hearts.
So God is kind of like, well, they're the organizers. It's PD. They're the police. They've got computers. They've got all our player packs, and they're based just kind of near where all the caterers are.
Yeah.
And if you've got any questions, if anything's happened, if you're unsure about things. Or especially like if someone's been hurt or something like that, just head over to them and they're more than happy to help you out.
Aren't they? They are setting up a new...
There is a mini-god.
Yeah, there is a mini-god. Is it?
Jesus.
A demigod.
Yeah, a demigod. That's at the bottom of...
It's near where the end of the Dawnfield.
Yeah, it's in between Dawn, Wintermark and Navarre and little... It's like the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, exactly. It's because God stands for Game Organizer Desk.
Yeah,
I think
sounds that. Right.
Absolutely. That's where you get your player pack.
Operations.
Yeah.
If you know for sure, let us know in the comments.
Yeah.
We're in no way professional.
But sure you know where God is pretty early on, just in case anything happens.
Get your player pack from there.
Oh you'll be getting your player pack. So you'll know where it is. Also, temperature control and awareness is quite important.
God, yeah.
I think this time of year, we don't know at E1 if it's going to rain or not, but one thing we can be sure of is it's going to be cold.
But we especially... have also known someone to get terrible sunburn at E1.
Exactly, so... yeah. So it depends.
Yeah. Yeah, even though it was cold.
Yeah.
Remember how windy it was in our first Empire?
Yeah. That's how windy it was. Yeah. But so, the skies were clear.
Bring thermals and sunscreen because it's spring in England, so we don't know what we're prepared for.
Yeah.
If you do get...
shoes, probably.
Yeah, exactly. But if you do feel uneasy, especially like with something like sunstroke, I think it was E3 or E4 last year. So many people were hit with sunstroke.
There's actually first aiders near God who you can go speak to. Which, like you said, during the summer is ridiculous. Especially I saw a couple of orcs who obviously are wearing full latex masks.
Oh, yeah. Their kit is ridiculous.
And while you're fighting as well, if you feel a little bit faint, don't feel under any pressure to continue fighting. Yeah. Like, you're going to ruin anything if you stop.
You don't have to be there.
Yeah, like, just put your hand up and just go over to a ref and just say, I just need 10 minutes in the shade or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Other
I think
than
you
that,
do have
good.
To quit the field if you do that.
Yeah.
Which
is fine. Yeah, absolutely. But if you kind of go, I'm checking out, you've kind of disappeared because. Yeah.
Please don't kill me, orcs. Yeah. I've broken
so you
my leg.
So you can't be like, oh, time out. time out, let me get somewhere safe.
Yeah, exactly. It's got to be like a real reason.
Or say, for example, if you've recently had surgery and someone sticks a spear into your abdomen.
What idiot would do that?
Who would do that?
After that?
And then continue fighting. We do not condone this behaviour.
No, it's a ridiculous thing to do.
Yeah,
well,
dangerous.
I mean, say if that person went down and then everyone had to take the knee and. The whole game had to stop and you had to get taken off embarrassingly and then you were like, well, I don't want to miss out. And then you just came back, you know.
Oh, God.
I think it's fine.
You'll find both good and bad advice on this.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's fine.
Do not.
Well, it works out semi-okay.
Well, you didn't get stabbed in the same area again, so.
But then I did decide to just stay off the field.
Yeah.
So.
You did look a bit rough when you came back.
I almost cried. Did have abdominal surgery, like it was
skill issue.
It's not my fault.
It's this directly your fault.
Oh no, I had to have abdominal surgery.
Yeah, but
yeah.
And then you went on the battlefield
twice.
Yeah, when I was E4, I wasn't going to miss out, was I? That's the whole reason I go to Empire.
Madness.
You like to drink as well.
I do. She says, sipping a wine.
I was going to say a glass of wine in hand.
Bring thermals, stay warm at night, make sure you've got appropriate bedding and at least...
Hydrate,
stay hydrated, stay fed.
Make sure there's a layer between you and the floor.
Yes, that's a good one.
Because you lose a lot of heat straight through the floor. You guys have got really thick beds, you've got an air bed, I've got like a fold-out camp bed. Just make sure, like even if you've got like a thick piece of foam, don't be direct. I have a friend who, I don't know if she's listening, this is a direct call out, who sleeps on the floor of just someone's tent.
I think I know.
I don't think you know her, but it's nuts. It's insane. Don't do it. Because, I think it's like big thing that out of character health is really important, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I think my last thing would be, this is more something new to LARP or new to roleplay, but a lot of people, their character is just to be a dick, a big shouty, angry, awful person. And not, obviously, don't take it personally.
Yeah, if someone shouts at you, try not to cry.
Yeah. And if someone's roleplay is quite intense and they're in your face, just let them know. Is there a specific procedure for that?
So there is a gesture that is basically if you put your hand up, that has to be cut off.
Yeah.
I don't know how well known that is, but it's because it's specifically on the battlefield of a general screaming at you, you can just do this.
Yeah.
And they have to cut it there. But also, just say, hey, out of character, I'm not happy with this.
Yeah.
And then they can cut the interaction.
That's totally fine.
Yeah, you don't have to... Put up with someone shouting in your face. No.
But also, you can. I were big. What is big and clever is checking in with someone before you kick off at them as well.
Yeah, exactly. Like in my last event, quit being Nietzsche's housekeeper. And before I did it, I was like, Tom, can I throw your clothes at you? Can I shout at you and throw your clothes at you and storm off? And that was totally fine. It was very fun.
I felt so guilty because that got overshadowed by the Miffle Man murder.
Oh, it doesn't matter. We just did it after timeout.
But also, definitely check in. After and they check in before if you can, definitely check in after, because I went ballistic at someone at E3 and then had to hunt them down and find them because I was like, I'm screaming in the face, and then I had to be like, are you good? Like, yeah, I'm fine.
Well, we had that exchange, where you were screaming at me and I was
I wasn't
like,
screaming, I was just getting like
it was that very
agitated.
That voice Brandon shouted at me and I was actually like a little bit miffed, like fucking hell. I was like, Kerry, it's alarm.
We had a bit of a back and forth and I was a bit like, oh, is this IC? And then I realised it was IC and I was like, cool. But then afterwards we were like, you good? You good?
Yeah, we're good. It's good, always
and then just
good
walked
firm.
Off. Yeah.
I've got like a 300 ping, so it takes me a while. If someone's shouting at me, I'm like, what the? None of this is real.
I think if you listen back to our Flaglet episode, I had a scrap with someone and Alex dragged me off them, which was just very funny because I leaned into them. I was like, hey, are you okay if I grapple you? And I just started to punch him, but then Alex just picked me up and lifted me away. I was like, I'll bloody kill him! I'll kill him! But it's all good fun. But again, just making sure you check in, I guess.
Yeah, if anything goes too far for you, just raise your hand, let them know, and they'll stop it. If they don't, go to God and tell them.
Yeah.
What about you, Tom? You got any golden nuggets?
Well, we're skipping Kerry. This is going against my OCD. Oh, did we? Oh,
yeah.
It must have been a good
one. You just
one.
Don't listen to me, Tom.
I don't listen to anyone. Well, my...
That's why you lose housekeepers.
Yeah.
That's why you got a new housekeeper every year.
So my first advice will probably be to new players to go to the new player events throughout the Friday. There will be talks on magic, playing the game, and especially if you're going to be a combat character, I hugely advise you go to the combat training.
The new player skirmishes.
Yeah, the new player skirmish, because you guys, I distinctly remember, didn't expect to be put in a donut of death the first time you went.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Like, if you've never done LARP or reenactment combat before, it can be a lot to take in by being crushed together with people.
Yeah, I do think the Empire Battlefield, because it's so large scale, is quite, overwhelming. It's quite intense.
Unless you've got a very good leader that leads
you. Yeah, if you've got a good, strategic force.
We don't.
Yeah.
Sorry, Seb.
So I'd advise you to go to every meeting. I've not been to the magic ones, but I believe they tell you everything that you need to know. The new crafting.
I went to the alchemy one.
Yeah, I think there's one for Welcome to Anvil as well. Mm. So they'll just give you what is the Empire?
New player brief.
Player brief. Secondly, I would also advise don't play Mysterious Stranger in the corner who doesn't talk to people.
Don't be Aragorn.
Because no one will come to you. I know it can be hard when you're in a new scenario, but please feel the confidence to come up and talk to people because people... really want to talk to you.
Yeah.
It's I'd also advise don't read every aspect of the wiki. I barely have, and I love it when people tell me about things in character. I'm learning IC, and it's making someone's day that they be able to tell me about their special subject and get really passionate.
It's great for you to know about your nation and the sort of things your character would know, but it's perfectly normal for a Navari to come to Verushka and be like, so these monsters, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry, I will just quickly build on what Tom said, but I will contradict what Tom said.
Don't
feel as if that you have to go to these new player things, or you have to go to this. Like, if you just want to walk around with a tank and a mead in your
you can do any of this stuff.
Like, do you whatever.
My only argument is, if they are taking the battlefield,
go to the new skirmish.
That's what I will say.
Just don't feel as if you have to.
If
you want to just, like I said, walk around all weekend and just... what's going on.
To kind of laser down on the advice is, if there's an element of the game that you want to get involved in, definitely go.
Oh, 100%. But just don't. Don't feel as if you have to do all these things. You create the game that you want. No one's going to give you your game. You create your game.
Yeah.
And how you go about doing that is your choice.
Personally, I think everyone should redo the new player skirmish at least once a year just to get back to combat etiquette.
And I think refresh on the rules as well. I think going onto the battlefield, definitely pull your blows.
Yeah.
They can, if you don't and you injure someone, you can get banned from fighting for life. I know people that are no longer allowed to fight in the game.
I didn't know that.
I'm
glad that rule exists.
Yeah, exactly. Right? You can be banned for life for unsafe fighting. So don't make sure you're pulling your blows. Definitely know try to know all the rules for combat, because there's a lot of calls going out. Make sure you understand them, so when you get hit, you can go by the rules. And also make sure you know the safety stuff as well.
And if you get lost on the battlefield, there's always going to be someone there. You can just kind of tag along to most people. As long as you say, hey, I'm a little bit lost, I need someone to follow. If you can't follow that person, they'll point you in the direction of where you can go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless you're an Imperial Orc and a Spirali Orc, don't join with the Jotun or Gren Druid.
Yeah.
Probably won't end up well for you.
Though I don't know if you guys would agree, because you guys obviously have a lot more combat experience than me, but I would actually recommend monstering for your first battle if you can.
If you're nervous about it.
Because then you get plenty of time to, because you sat there waiting for a while. So you get given a little unit, and they talk you through the rules, and they talk you through a little bit of a strategy, and then you will probably die fairly quickly, and you can just then leave the field if you're not liking it.
Or respawn.
You could go to respawn and respawn again, or you could just leave because it's right next to the exit as well. Mm. I think it's good if you're not sure about combat anyway, but I suppose if you go on the new player skirmish, then that gives you a good idea.
It gives you an experience because you get put in a death donut and panic.
Yeah, exactly. You get given this is how bad it can be. Yeah. Are you okay with this? Okay, then you do it then.
I think another thing, one thing that's really good for, again, so the vibing, walking around is absolutely a valid way to play. But one thing I think really helped me on a few events when I first died was, So between events, between summits, because in the world there's 3 months between each one, a lot happens in the Empire. And the way that information is conveyed to us is through articles that Profound Decisions put out called The Winds of Fortune and The Winds of War.
Still haven't read them.
You don't need to read them, but but The Winds of War is what's happening with all the armies and stuff like that, and The Winds of Fortune are things that are happening that is not that. And if you read through them, they tell you what's going on in the world. And if you find one, even if for your first event, don't feel like you need to read them all because it's a lot of like nouns that you'll have no idea what's going on, like what's happening, who's this. Find one that your character really cares about. Find one Wind of Fortune and be like, I really care that... So the one for me was there was an expedition into the centre of a very dangerous part of Var territory and they needed people to do it. So I was like, my character really wants this expedition to be successful. So I'm going to spend this whole event doing stuff to make sure that it's successful. And that gave me so much to do over the weekend. It made me interact with people I wouldn't normally interact with. It has given me connections to go kind of talk to people. So I think if you want to find stuff to do, find a Wind of Fortune that you're like, I want to do this.
I've actually done that this time with the Semilarch thing with the Sovereign. I'm like, I'm going to be a vigilance priest and warning people, like, be careful.
absolutely.
Watch out.
I'll talk to you about that afterwards.
But
yeah, that's absolutely something I would recommend doing. Find one and be like, this is my weekend. This is my weekend is making sure this happens or learning about this or finding information out.
Having something to talk about. So when someone starts a conversation with you, you have something to fall back on and you don't just panic and go, I don't know this world. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also finding some work, finding a little job to do.
Yeah.
Someone might need a message delivering or some bodyguarding or something like that. That's
unless
a good
you're
way
the Jackdaws, don't do it.
We're epic bodyguards. He died when we were off duty.
I have made this point that, like, he died. The person you were bodyguarding died 5 minutes after you stopped guarding them.
Yeah.
So you were clearly doing an amazing job.
To be fair, all weekend they were obviously planning it and trying after him. They clearly waited
until the terrifying Jackdaws were out of the way.
Exactly. We're that good. It's all about spin, isn't it?
No, this is the God's honest truth.
We literally summoned his ghost back. One, to find out who killed him.
In fact, you summoned him back from the labyrinth to be like, say we're innocent, you motherfucker.
Say we were off duty. And then we avenged him.
Yeah.
My final little thing I would probably bring up is probably go to Empire with too many goals in mind. So, for example, do you want to make a new friend or join a group potentially?
Mm.
Or you get a character pack, you come with, get a throne. Maybe you want to try and just have the goal of doubling that throne. I think if you've got two little goals in mind, don't rush in thinking, I'm going to be senator this game, because they're very unlikely to happen and you might get a bit bummed out if it doesn't.
Tell you what, though, run for senator.
Oh, yeah, do.
Just give it a crack, why not?
Okay, I will.
Yeah, do it. My advice would also be to join a group when you get there.
Yeah.
Don't join a group that you've met
on Facebook.
Because you've no idea what they're like. You don't know if the game they're running... Like, if we go for the surface level stuff, the game they do might be irrelevant to you. They might be like, oh, join our group. It's like, yeah, we're really into magic research. And you're like, God, I don't care about that.
Nerds!
So you want to find someone that vibes with you, or you can get there, or you can actually find out these are people out of character, not nice people, and you can't tell that online. So use the same logic you would use you engaging with strangers on the internet, where you're like, I don't know who this person is, so I'm not going to sign myself up to be in their group. Build connections, have people to vibe with, but don't feel like you need to pick a group and stick with them loyally.
There's no harm in finding out what, like, this freeborn family are called. Okay, I'll come find you in field and we'll have a chat. Like, there's no harm in knowing certain groups are welcoming to new people and going and finding them and having a chat with them and seeing if you do gel well.
Yeah, absolutely.
My Jackdaws have a minimum of one season recruitment stage to see if you gel with us.
And we gel with you.
Pretty much.
I think that's a really sensible policy as well.
The only issue is, if they want to fight with us, we have to sign them in officially to get them on the banner.
Yeah.
And then I've got to go and do the paperwork to get them removed, if not.
Yeah.
But yes, goals. What goals have you got?
For E1, it's just going to be a kind of a catch-up sort of thing. But Neve's goals for the season are going to be, I don't know, probably just get more involved in the military sort of game, kind of start not climbing the ranks as such, but getting my foot in the door. That's kind of where we're going.
Are you angling to lead skirmishes, be a general? What kind of thing do you want to do?
So I think field marshalling is kind of the end goal, but that's a long time away. I mean, I've still got to kill Seb off so that I can take over the Dread Shields first. That's kind of the next goal. But I think that there are actually a lot of plans for Niamh that I'm not privy to, so I'm a little bit worried about those.
They're the best plans.
No, but yeah, it's just plans. Yeah, I haven't fully decided where I would like Niamh to go within the military game, but it is going to be that. I don't think it's going to be skirmishes because I would just like it to be a bit more substantial.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Yeah, I think. I mean, there's good ways to go about this, right? If you go speak to generals and be like, hey, I'm really interested in leading on the battlefield, they might be like, oh, do you want to sub in for this? Or if there's a waiting list, if you want to get involved, I might be able to help get you on the front lines and leading people. Because I've seen people who it's their first event and they're field marshalling. So
that's
like
crazy.
Yeah, but they're not doing it on themselves. It's like they're apprenticing with someone. So if you go and they're like, oh, yeah, sure, you know, jump along, you can.
I think that's probably that's somewhat my plans because. Our Captain Rook, like they are they line captain? Or like they're one of the, so obviously we've got like our main general of Navarre, then there's like four line captains that they feed to the general or the general feeds to them and then they feed down to the rest of the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And Rook is one of them.
Oh, nice, yeah.
So I feel as if I'll probably spend a lot of time with them buddying up, or if whilst they're busy with that, then leading our unit. I don't know.
Like, yeah, no, I think it's
we're just going to see what happens, I suppose.
You want to get more into the military stuff, I suppose.
100%. I like stabby stabby.
Yeah, absolutely.
Should we go next?
Yeah. So I'd say
sell more mead.
I'm going to sell more mead. Yeah, my hot dog days are behind me.
No more Otis's hot dogs.
Never say never.
Where am I going to get my hot Navari sausage from? Oh,
I can still offer you one of those ones. But, I mean, at some point in the future, I might bring them back. I'm thinking maybe winter, it'd be nice to be cooking again. But no, I've made some chocolate orange mead. So I'm going to be walking around selling that. I've already got one pre-sale.
Hell yeah.
Ooh,
thank you, nice. Cricket.
Hello, Cricket.
And yeah, timing's going to be quite interesting. I don't want to go into too much detail because it's all, you know, very icy and secretive and things. But a friend of mine, Steve, aka Grundfos, has heard of something that might be a little bit
heretical.
Heretical.
Ooh, don't get caught out.
Who's doing heresy?
No one's doing heresy. I didn't say that. I said they're doing heretical. Which is completely different,
of course.
I'd love to see a virtue priest put that down as a virtue defense.
I didn't say heretical, I said heresy.
Your honor, it's not what I said because I can't say it.
I might actually shout out his business, which is pretty cool. So he goes around
the
selling
heresy.
No, it's not all right.
I'm gonna get
Steve,
you.
Steve is not. Grundfos.
Steve, his name's Steve.
Grundfos is not.
Right, folks,
write it down, find him.
We're just going to get mobbed at time, you know? Just everyone
Why
jump
are you a heretic?
Piling on. It's not us. We've heard of some, so we're going to go investigate. But I won't.
Okay.
I won't go into any more
You're
detail.
Put a stop to the heresy and be
maybe, or maybe just heckle, throw a couple of rotten tomatoes. But yeah, Grundfos sells. Smutty Nuts is his business.
Oh, I think I've seen his Smutty Nuts.
Yeah, and basically they're these little bags of nuts, and inside you've got like assorted flavors and little bits of vegan jerky and things. But his little spin on it is he puts in a little poem, a little limerick, a piece of smut, basically these naughty little poems, and he goes around selling those, and they're the perfect bar snack.
I need to buy some of that.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll be probably selling some stuff together, so you could get a nice bottle of chocolate orange mead. I have to try really hard not to say Terry's.
Yeah.
We're not sponsored, of chocolate orange mead and a bag of nuts. So yeah, going around selling that.
Sounds like a good combo.
Yeah, it should be fun. And then other than that, just chill out with the dread shields, sit around the fire.
You like to vibe a bit as well.
Yeah,
I like to treat...
How many kettles are you aiming to drink this time?
Kettles of ale? Oh, I might get through a couple.
Have you lead tested that kettle?
No. Maybe that's why I have such a good time.
Maybe shout out this time.
Yes.
Lead test your tankards, guys. You can get kits bought from Amazon.
Yeah, kits from Amazon. We've all been doing lead tests on our tankards and we'll be like, oh, we've been consuming lead for a year.
Yeah.
Cool.
We should do more.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, I have a ceramic tankard, so I'm just risking cracking it open and cutting myself. But you're not lead poisoning, so that's good.
No amount of lead exposure is safe. But yeah,
Nietzsche's getting smarter from it.
Okay, it's having the opposite effect.
Yours wasn't.
Yeah, mine was the only one that hasn't been lead poisoned.
Yeah.
A lot of these were the pewter tankards that the vendors sell there. And I'm not saying that they're all lead infested, yeah, but just make sure that if you, you know, you should
test
them.
It's a bit of a gamble.
So it's worth knowing that we have bought tankards with lead at Empire. So
yeah, 80% of the drink vessels that we bought had lead. They tested positive when we tested them for lead. Yeah. So be careful. Maybe test your vessels before you bring them to LARP just in case. But yeah, other than that, chilling with the Dread Shields, having a nice relaxing time, chilling out with Rocky, smoking a cigar maybe. Rocky's getting his rack back, so he's going to be doing all
Rocky's
these
rack.
Amazing feeds for those that have previously organised food with him.
Vibing.
But yeah, just vibing. And, you know, what is it? God laughs at best laid plans of men or some shit like that. What's the quote? Men make plans and God laughs.
I know what you're trying to say.
The best laid plans of mice and men.
Yeah.
There's something about
that. Something about the best laid plans of mice and men.
Basically, you can't plan it.
If you're more intelligent than any of us, please drop the quote.
Every plan fails first contact with the enemy or whatever.
That's a new one. I didn't even know
that one. I think
that's classic.
I'm pretty sure that's from like The Art of War, but I don't know. But yeah.
Well, all of these, yeah, they all apply at LARP. So don't plan too much because you will be swept off your feet. You may not even get a chance to do what you've got planned. Stuff comes to you at LARP, although at the same time, try and find it. But yeah, that's about it. Just have a good time.
Yeah.
How about you, Kerry?
So Friday night is opening night at Hens because me and the rest of the Boar's Head are moving to Voroshka and we are no longer the Boar's Head, we are Hens. And we're not a bar, we're a theatre. Where the Jackdaws will be playing actually on the first night. The Clattering Curtain. Yes, I'm very excited for their performance. Always good. I will also be around with my tarot cards, with dice. Cameo has made some personalised dice that spell out her name and I got to make me some as well. So they've got Radka dice and Cameo dice.
Nice.
I've got my little trinket basket, but I think that'll be more for later in the weekend. But I'm thinking of being like a trinket trader, but not like selling trinkets, more like going and being like swap.
That's fun.
I like just seeing, like trying to trade up or seeing what I can get, or just, it's just an excuse that I could go and buy things like little cute crochet animals or whatever from vendors. And then
like
they can
that.
Go in my basket and then I can go around and like trade. But yeah, I'm excited for that. I've written a theme song for Hens. I've written a song about Similark, warning people not to go near the water.
But it's fun for a swim.
Yeah, no, it's not fun for a swim. Don't listen. And I obviously have the Jackdaw song, so if I get the chance, I might perform that as well. I've got a few new little instruments to bring along, bringing as much music as I can to Empire, because I absolutely love all the music we have at Hoist. And hopefully Cricket will help me with that because I know they'll be carrying around a lot of instruments. They're going to be like a walking one-man band. And I'm hoping to intern as a little guy a little bit and do some silly little guy things.
Just a little guy?
Yeah, just be a little guy. And, you know, maybe I'll go to the Hall of Worlds.
We need to turn you into a briar and then you can engage in briar business.
I absolutely could because I'm currently on lineage, so I could be a briar.
Green veins are very easy to
that
do.
That does sound very easy.
A lot easier than Naga.
Yeah, Naga, I think I'll throw in this tip here. For anyone thinking of doing a lineage, start small. You can't have less scales than the event before. And if it's boiling hot and it's a heat wave and all you want to do is dip your head in a bucket of water or pour a bottle of water over your head, but your face is covered in cheap face paint, you can't do that.
Use I've ordered some alcohol-activated makeup. So that water won't rub it off.
That's also a good shout. If you, yeah, like, because I literally got the cheapest stuff I could find, which doesn't help. Yeah. But maybe if I do become a briar, because you get lineage kind of pay. Like, you can start off on lineage and then a lineage.
Briars, particularly.
A late bloomer.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, their scabs are bark, and so often you don't realize you're a briar until you take a bad cut.
With a non-combat character,
get briared, idiot.
I've not realized that I'm a briar. Yeah, maybe. That could be quite cool. The Empress's election.
Coronation.
Whatever. Coronation, yeah. That's the one. Is also Friday night, and we are right in the square in Voroshka where it will be happening. So,
oh, yeah.
I mean, I will be there for that, whether I want to or not, clearly.
Yeah, absolutely.
In terms of goals, I don't know. Maybe getting involved in a bit more games. So I'm half mage, half priest, vigilance priest. So either ranting to people about how they need to be careful and watch their backs, Or possibly joining a coven in Varushka. I do know of quite a big one who I've got a friend who's in it, and I might see if I can be of any assistance to them. Or I'll just loiter around in the Hall of Words and see if I can find any, I want to say elementals again, but that's wrong. What is it?
Eternals.
Eternals, there you go.
Like the really middling Marvel film.
Yes.
I never watched it.
It was very middling.
Okay, so what about you, Tom?
So I've got lots of little bits and pieces already written down that I need to do. So I've already been invited to a wedding, which should be lovely. The Reaper's apparently getting married to a Freeborn this summit, so that's going to be an event of the season. I have some political shenanigans I want to get up to, but I will not go to detail that here. But that should hopefully at least provide some more game to my lads and lasses and theys and thems in my group. I'm hopefully going to be getting some work from Benno de Carver, the Imperial Bailiff, in collecting some debts. One of them may be involving cheese, so that should be quite interesting. Perhaps I will be commentating on an event sometime, this event as well. And then, of course, I've got the plethora of different meetings throughout the weekend, and I've fucking got to find my lot a new contract for the summit, because that's our last time fighting with Dawn, unless someone wants to hire us back. So it's find someone who wants to hire us, and yeah, see what goes from there. Then I've also got my plethora of meetings, like the Merchant Prince's meeting, the Mercenary meetings, and many, many others. Personal goals, I need to check up if I'm still going to be allowed to be proxy senator of Tassotto and see if the political game is something I want to engage in, or maybe it won't do. Therefore, I've tried it. Not for me. Jolly good. One little goal I'd love to do is actually get the time to just buy a newspaper and read it in a coffee shop and have 5 minutes to myself. That's great.
And so your goal is to have some time to yourself.
Yeah.
That's a hilarious goal.
What a nice relaxing holiday.
That's so funny.
The meetings.
Maybe that's also like a Nietzsche cutscene in which you're impervious to damage.
Yeah, that'd be good. Oh, one other thing I'm going to be doing, as Kerry was saying, the Clattering Curtain have put on two plays. Who Really Murdered the Mithril Man? And Rock the Brock, which I'm very excited to see performed. How about you, Tristan? What are you going to be doing?
So, my goals for this year are to become noble. I'm hoping I get that done this year. So I've got 3 humans to challenge and 1 Eternal, and I'm hopefully getting my challenge from that Eternal at the Winter Summit, which is very exciting. And my other thing, my other big focus for this year is to defeat the Cold Sun. So anyone that's been reading or has been at Empire knows about Cold Sun, which is this horrifying day.
Not real, it's a myth.
Tom, you can't say that about everything.
You can't say about every
I'm
new
not
thing.
Doing that because God, the lawn thing was draining.
You almost got stabbed.
But they, the Cold Sun is Eternal from the Day Realm, which has basically sent 9 armies into the Empire and is destroying us from the inside out. It has blown up some of the Trods in Navarre. It has built a fort in Highgard. It's doing bad things. So I have founded a knightly order with the intention of destroying all the scions and sending them back to the Day Realm. So my goals this year are become noble and do some serious work on this. I hope to be in a position. What I ideally want is to kind of be in a position where I'm like a big help on the Cold Sun.
That'd be cool.
It tends to be my intention. So I've had some chats with the Archmage of Day about some stuff. So hopefully we can get some help there. So yeah, they're kind of my 2 big focuses for the year. Which is funny because I don't, in like the last year, I don't think I had any like direction. I was kind of like, there's a few things I was interested in, but this year I'm like, I've got 2 big things I want
to do. Constantly busy.
No, yeah. I did, but I didn't have like overarching, well, the noble thing was still there.
I was going to
say, I was nowhere near doing my noble this time last year, whereas I'm about halfway there. So yeah, they're my 2 big things this year. And survive.
I think that's a pretty common goal for most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, I know some people that are going like, I want to die this event. I'm bored of this character.
Do you think any of us, except Kerry, this year will do a new character? God, I hope not.
I can always see it for Tristan, because I always end up taking things that give me roleplay effects, which are like, don't worry about your own life. So it's always a possibility.
You also take a lot of risks.
Yeah.
I think I see a new character for myself on the horizon at some point soon.
Yeah.
Would you think you'd change a nation?
I don't know. I think I'd have to die first. I think Otis would need to die first.
You don't think you'd just retire him to a kettle plat? Like he just has his kettle on a ranch.
Kettle plant, a kettle farm in the sky.
I'm a lead farmer.
But yeah, I think. So, what about you? Did you say you think you've got a new character on the way?
No.
No, you're staying. Yeah.
Yeah, Neva's here to stay. She will be empress.
Okay, and some of you lovely listeners have left us some questions that you would like us to answer. So we've got them here now. Kerry?
Oily's asked us each a question.
Oh.
First of all, for Tristan, number 11, which is...
What am I most proud of?
Oh, that's... We're supposed to be keeping these answers short.
2 hours later.
Tristan is proud of his consistent ability to put his life, like put others' lives before him to save people, and also the fact he has won 2 competitions over the long dark.
Others' lives before him.
Is it? Yeah, he's putting other lives before. So isn't like they're not? They're more important. He will risk himself.
Not so he's putting.
If I put my life before theirs, that would mean I'm putting myself. So I got that mixed up in my head. Basically, he'll risk his life to save people he loves. That's what he's proud of, and the fact he's won 2 competitions over the long dark. No big deal.
With the help of the dredgers for one.
That's not the competition I was thinking of.
Oh wow!
29 for Neve.
29 for Neve. We've got my most traumatic experience.
Well, Oily, I think you'll bloody know. Probably going down, being about, I think my bleed count, I had 34 seconds left from dying and then being saved on the battlefield, but only to be saved with bite. So, yes, that I would say. Thank you very much.
I feel like a bingo caller. 18 Radka.
18. What are my future plans?
My future plans are to spread the word about how dangerous the Semilarch is and make some good trades, hopefully trading up. You know how, like, people on TikTok or whatever trade up from, like, a, you know, paperclip to try and get a house? Maybe not to that extent, but I'd like to, like, trade up a little bit with my little trade basket.
Nice.
See what I can get. You know, I'm going to help the economy of Anvil.
Nice.
Otis,
39 for Otis is my fighting style. So I've got a shield and a sword, and I do this thing. It's quite special. I hope nobody steals it. But I use the shield. I put it like in front of me. So if anybody else swings like a weapon or thing like, it stops it from hitting my body. And then I usually hold the sword in the other hand, and I use like this. It's kind of like a swinging motion, but I do it in the direction of the enemy. So if I hit them, I cause them damage.
Imperial generals, make notes. This is golden.
If I see anybody else doing this, I'm going to know where you got it from.
If I might rephrase that, it sounds a little bit like your strategy is keep your hit points above 0 whilst reducing the enemies beneath 0.
I found that's the best way not to die.
Interesting. Yeah. I'll bear that in mind.
Take note.
Nietzsche, 43.
43 for Nietzsche. Your favourite colour?
Ooh, I'd have to say the brassy gold, the throne coin.
Ooh, lovely.
Of course it is. I thought you were going to say red.
The brassy, a colour in its own, gold, a separate colour.
Meld it together.
I'm not sure.
Meld it together, make
whatever
it worth.
Whatever colour that is.
Meld it together, make it worth less, forge the body, sell it for more, done.
I don't exactly see thrones very often.
You can have a greedy blue, that's a colour.
I know,
right?
Yeah, you're right, I'm being facetious.
Yeah.
Okay. Another one for Nietzsche. Questions from a jackdaw, actually, called William. He'd like to ask Nietzsche, number 26.
26 for Nietzsche. Thoughts on families?
Thoughts on families. Family is a strong bond between jackdaws who work together. You may not get paid, but it's the strength of family that ties us together.
You may not get paid.
The jackdaws are a toxic workplace. We're like a family here.
It sounds like a cult.
Remember, loyalty is a virtue. But also prosperity.
Lovely.
And Radka, number 7.
Number 7 is a description of your best friend.
Ooh.
So Radka's actually not taken to the field yet, so I don't know who I'll end up spending the most time with, but I imagine it might be a certain jackdaw in the Clattering Curtain who has been working on puppet shows with Hylin, the previous caretaker, housekeeper, whatever. And I imagine that they've bonded a little bit over writing silly little plays and music as well.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So moving on to the most handsome man at Anvil.
Most handsome man in the Empire.
Sorry, the most handsome man in the Empire. Sorry to discredit you there, James. he would like to ask Tristan, number 23.
Mm-hmm. Tristan, give us a description of your crush.
Tristan doesn't really have a crush.
Don't lie, it's Nietzsche.
Sorry? Oh, yeah, it's definitely Nietzsche.
Let me get the nipple tassels out.
Tristan doesn't have a crush, but there is a rumour he's getting married in the near future to someone covered in bells.
Is it sit down or buffet?
That's yet to be decided. Okay. The wedding might be cancelled, though, but there was an engagement announcement in Savos.
Ooh.
So we'll see how that goes.
Saucy.
Nietzsche, 34.
Like battleships.
Nietzsche, what are you waiting for?
What am I waiting for? I'm waiting for one of my schemes or plans to actually go right without a fucking hitch. That will be the day.
Says the king of failing upwards.
So, true. I have attained great fame through failing upwards, but none of my plans have gone 100% correct. So I think that's what I'm waiting for.
Nice.
Radka, 45.
Radka, what is your greatest virtue?
Oh, well, I'm a vigilance priest, so...
It's prosperity.
It's yeah. probably vigilance, yeah.
Nice.
Otis, 17.
17. You can win me over by... Oh, filling that kettle up.
Yeah. Fill up his kettle up.
I'll be yours.
Knee, 39.
Your fighting style.
Ambi.
All right, straight to the point. Yeah, no, straight to the point. I thought you were going to say like kicking children or.
Yeah. Oh, that's just what I do for fun.
I was expecting words like kamikaze, screaming, drug induced,
berserker.
Berserker.
Oh. Well, I just.
Don't you rush front lines screaming with two swords?
And then get hit in the stomach with a spear and go down.
That was twice.
the Doofenshmirtz. It's weird. It's happened more than once.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome,
lovely.
Well, that's what that question means, right?
Like, it just meant broad. Yeah,
absolutely appropriate answer to the question, and it wasn't long-winded until everyone else started chiming in.
We went on tangents.
Yeah, fuck you
well,
guys.
Well, I told you, Chloe, this is a tangent-free zone. Why are you... Christ alive.
Like, we're trying to keep this short, guys. Come on.
I think go with the shakes without a tangent.
Anyway, more questions now from another jolly jackdaw called James. Tristan, 29.
Tristan, what's your most traumatic experience?
Oh, what a good question.
this podcast. Getting called out for reading a question.
My most traumatic experience, Tristan's most traumatic experience, I think, of late, was watching one of his closest friends get killed by the cold sun.
Oh, that is pretty traumatic.
That got dark, huh?
Watching Hector get burned from the inside out and be turned to ash.
It'd be a funny answer.
Way to kill the mood.
That's a big part of why I've formed the Knightly Order. And I've got a little journal about the cold sun. The first page, it says, for Hector.
Aww.
No wonder you're so passionate Tristan about journals. Into the cold sun.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, Eve, 36.
I should have said. So what's something you regret not saying?
Eve doesn't regret saying anything.
No, as in what would you regret not saying? Like, is there anything you wish you had said?
Yes, I will take two of those tomahawks.
Maybe.
Yeah, fair enough.
I reckon you could take on two.
One.
She's Ambi. She can have both.
I'm now picturing you with like a tomahawk steak in one hand, the tomahawk axe in the other on the battlefield.
And then, like, eat the axe and hit with a meat by mistake because I get my hands confused. I love that. Yeah.
Radka 9.
Radka, a friend of yours who's died.
Yes, well, this is actually how I met Tristan. I was visiting a friend up in Dawn as a youth, and we were near the Semilark, where there's obviously lots of monsters. And Varushkin will tell you, don't go into the Semilark. Whatever will happen, like, something will drag you down. If you see anything, any treasure, it's not real, it's a mirage, they're trying to bait you. My friend got baited and dragged into the Semilark. I almost dove in after them, but then I saw the glowing eyes of a monster peering out at me, just daring me to go in. And at the same moment, Tristan was walking past and went to like run past me to dive into the water. And I just grabbed him by like the shoulder plate and was like, no, sorry, but they're gone. The bubbles, there's no bubbles anymore. Like that's it. Sorry, they're gone. And that was how I met Tristan. And then he invited me to a tea party to cheer me up.
And we had, I was thinking that could be our winter feast that we never did.
Oh, maybe.
That I think still happened off screen.
And maybe that's how I met Nietzsche then.
Yes, and that's how you got the job. Wonderful, look at that.
lovely
emergent storytelling.
Otis, 37.
37. My greatest enemy. Ooh. I haven't made any enemies at LARP.
Did you make some enemies with some other sausage salesmen?
Oh.
Inadvertently.
They made enemies with me. I was just sat there slinging snags, and they walked past. I can't remember what they said now, but it turned out that they were the sausage opposition.
Yeah, well, and they didn't have vegetarian sausages, so them.
I'd cornered the market, have I?
Yeah.
But no, I want to make an enemy at LARP, like a sworn enemy.
A nemesis.
A nemesis,
yeah. Oh, there's actually a nemesis
board. There's a nemesis notice board.
Is there?
Yeah, you can sign up for that.
Also have a foe for hire.
It's on Traders Row. I don't know. Is it the ones who sell the newspaper?
I would also suggest feeding someone a spicy brownie. That's a good way to get a nemesis.
That's a good way to make an enemy, yeah.
Oh, it was a rocky road. I always correct people, so check. Yeah. Thank you.
Nietzsche 19, an internal conflict you have.
Ooh, an internal conflict from Nietzsche.
How can I go to more meetings?
But I need sleep.
Maybe how his life has changed from being just a bravo to accidentally becoming a merchant prince. His values have changed very much since E1, and his perspective on matters has changed a lot too, so... Is he what he used to be? Is he still the man he started off as? Has he become something completely different and unrecognizable?
Okay, nice.
Oh, I don't know this person. I don't. Who could this possibly be?
I don't forget it.
Someone called Cleo.
Cleo.
No, Chloe would like to ask Tristan, number 37.
Tristan, who's your greatest enemy?
Find out in play.
Ooh. Oh.
Not answering that on the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, you could just say the cold sun.
Oh, cold sun. We'll go with that.
There you go. We'll go with that.
Convinced.
Not your floppy antlers.
You can't do that on air.
It's a real problem.
That many changelings struggle with. Perfectly natural.
It's common and it's okay.
You shouldn't shame him for it. Anyway, Chloe would like to ask herself, number two.
Well, I had to put myself in there.
What's number two?
What you're bad at.
Oh.
Is everything
did you just
choice?
Put a random number?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really think I paid attention. I felt like I had to put me in there.
So what are you bad at? Not children?
Talking to people.
Oh, fair.
Maybe.
That's going to be something you need to work on being a general, though.
Yeah.
Oh, shouting, I'm shouting at people.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, not shouting. Is
every time I have a normal, in quotes, conversation with people, it just usually turns into me being a dick, I think. So, yeah. Neve is a bit of a dick.
Okay.
There we go.
Anyway, Radka, 24.
Radka, what do you like about yourself?
I like that I am... Well, Radka likes that she is musical optimistic and is spreading the word about dangerous things in Ember. Like, as a caveat to the she hates that she didn't step in and save her friend in Dawn, she's now sort of... Because she's not a fighter, so she wants to warn people about threats before it happens. So she wants to help people to be prepared for fighting. And so she's quite proud of herself for doing that.
Okay, nice.
Otis, 18.
18. What are my future plans? To sell some chocolate orange mead. I don't want to shamelessly advertise myself, but yeah, selling some chocolate orange mead, making some money, because I think E1's a good chance to make a nice, you know, fatten the coffers so that you can then go spending for the other events. Yeah.
No, that makes sense. And Nietzsche, 23 and 24, but they have to be different answers.
Okay.
All right, so a description of your crush and what you like about yourself.
Right, this is a thing I haven't worked out with Nietzsche yet, but I'm starting to think it may be canon. I don't know if Nietzsche's just asexual.
Fair.
The he only loves meetings.
Too busy with meetings. He has not... I, as Tom and as Nietzsche, have not considered the romance game at Empire whatsoever. Mm. I'm just, like, too immersed with getting everything organized, making sure the jackdaws have jobs, finding a minute to myself and attending meetings. There's no time for romance. I'd be terrible at Dawn.
Could you be your own crush, then?
Do you love yourself?
I don't know. Does Nietzsche love or hate... He might love and hate himself in equal measure.
Fair enough. Mm.
Oh, but what do you like about yourself? Was that the other question?
Mm.
Oh, God, he's charismatic. God, he's convinced a lot of people to follow him into hell. They're fanatically loyal, and I love them.
Okay. Well, Nathan would like to ask us all number 31.
So we'll go around in a circle. It's the nicest thing said to me. Tristan, do you want to start?
Tristan was once told he is everything a Knight of Dawn should be.
Oh.
Which I think is definitely something that the nicest thing he'll have heard.
Hmm. Neve?
I've been told that I'm very scary, and Neve takes that as a compliment. So we'll go with that.
I don't doubt it. Yeah.
We'll go with that.
So the nicest thing said to me wasn't really about me, but about my efforts. Whilst selling my bacon mead at E4, there was one person in particular who absolutely loved it to the point where I saw they purchased it, took a sip, and then necked half the bottle. And they said, this is the best, which wasn't the common consensus.
No.
So I'm glad.
Everyone's taste buds are different.
Exactly. It was like Marmite. You either loved it or you hated it. But,
Most people hated it.
I kind of enjoyed it.
Kind of enjoyed it. It was like 50-50, but that was a very nice thing to see. How about you, Radka?
Well, Radka's obviously never actually been on the field, but I like to think that when she wrote the theme song for her family business, her father told her that he was so proud of her, and that just made her day. How about you, Nietzsche?
Well, one of my friends says about Nietzsche that he's obviously like a father figure to the people of his guild. He very much cares for the people working under him and would, as a character, go above and beyond to make sure that they're having a good time at Anvil.
Lovely. Nice.
Which is lovely to hear.
Yeah.
Missy would like to ask Tristan number 19.
An internal conflict that you have, Tristan.
Ooh. I think... Oh, God, this is a deep question. I think for Tristan there is a conflict around the kind thing to do.
Yeah.
And the virtuous thing to do. The most what is virtuous and glorious is not always kind.
Yeah.
And that can make him stop sometimes, especially with regards to things that have happened in the Barons recently. There are things that are both virtuous and glorious and for the good of the Empire, but at the same time, they're pretty bad. So it's like, I think that's probably one thing where I'm trying to kind of work that out, where you sit within this machine of evil imperialism and how you justify that. I think.
Yeah, that's interesting. Neve, number 12.
I know what this one is.
What do you hate, Neve?
Children. Yeah. There's only going to be one answer to this, and it's kids.
Kids in general, okay.
Sure.
Radka, 28.
What are you best at, Radka?
She's good at singing.
Yeah, making music. Sure, yeah. Why not?
Nice.
Being a bit of a bard.
Creating the atmosphere.
Yeah, creating an atmosphere probably would be a more appropriate answer, yeah.
Definitely. Lovely.
Nietzsche, 17.
How can someone win you over, Nietzsche?
Money.
Straight to the point, I like it.
All right, Mr. Crab.
Why have you set up this guild?
I want to point out the fact that Otis doesn't have a question in this comment, and that's because when Tom made the post, instead of writing Otis's name, he wrote the word answers.
This teaches you not to post and play Magic the Gathering at the same time.
Craig would like to know, or to ask all of us, number 33.
All right, we'll go around again. Tristan, what's your biggest worry?
Dying before he becomes noble, and dying dying not being known.
Or with like your pants down or something.
No, that's fine. There could be a situation where my pants have fallen down because I'm being particularly glorious. So yeah,
that's how I show glory. All right, Neve, your biggest worry?
I don't know. I don't really think she worries about anything. She doesn't really
getting
think
stabbed
too...
in the gut after surgery.
Not getting your tomahawk steak.
I think if she worried about that, she wouldn't have gone back on the battlefield.
Yeah. Yeah, it is what it is. If I need to stab, I stab. If I eat, I eat.
Like... This makes sense for your character.
No, think, only kill.
Yeah.
Do we need to post the Chloe meme again on the chat?
Oh, God. No.
I don't know who I am. I don't know where I am. All I know is I must kill.
No. But I don't really think she worries about anything. She kind of just does. It is
maybe
what it
she
is.
Worries that she'll die not on the battlefield. Like she'll just choke on something and it'll be like a really like.
As long as it's a tomahawk steak, she doesn't care.
Yeah. I suppose.
Like yeah, it is what it is.
I think my biggest worry is that you're going to spend all of my profits.
That's already a reality.
That already happens. I'll make thrones and then we'll check the coffers when we get home. And
but trinkets.
Rings.
There's all just rings left.
Yeah, but trinkets.
Yeah. How about you, Radka? What's your biggest worry?
My biggest worry is that people won't take me seriously when I'm talking about frets and then they'll die. Yeah. Nietzsche?
Very similar to Tristan, which I know is weak in itself, but I very much worry I will die before being remembered. And I think if I Nietzsche dies, the jackdaw's just separating or falling apart without me. Because I like that legacy I've left behind.
Wonderful.
Josh would like to ask us 42, all of us.
42, a crime you've committed, Tristan?
Never committed a crime in my life.
Many.
Overcharging.
Undercharging.
Fuck.
These prices are criminal.
I feel like if Rad could ever do anything, it would be cheating at a dice game, like whilst gambling. Cool. You know,
cool. Being too charismatic.
Stupid. Right. The next list isn't given numbers. They've actually written out the questions. So
okay.
We'll cool. Provide us quick fire it.
Yeah.
Right. Tristan, what you bad at?
Losing.
Neve, what's your greatest vice? Is it bite?
Bite.
Me, where would I like to live? I'm happy in Ossium, where I've just moved with my family. Otis, what are you proud of?
My mead.
Nietzsche, what do you hate?
Ooh, Urzen. Don't say that's the new song.
We can't address it. Next question.
Moving on.
Question, by the way.
Harvey, sorry.
All right. It's only because they wanted the land back.
Move on, go. Okay, that's all the questions that are written out. We're back to numbers. Okay, Alex would like to ask Tristan 42.
a crime you've committed.
I've told you already, I've never committed a crime.
Nietzsche 19.
Nietzsche. Already been at an internal conflict. Already
okay,
answered.
Neve, 14.
14. What pets do you have?
None.
All right, okay. Done.
Right.
And you got to read out the statement too.
Oh my
well.
Goodness gracious. So yes, thank you very much everybody for listening. A really good way to support us is by giving us a 5-star review on iTunes and on Spotify. Now the thing is, on iTunes is you can leave a full-on review that I'm able to see. Spotify, you can leave comments, but it's not as obvious. So if you leave us a 5-star review, I am contractually obliged to read it out. So I have this one. The title was so long that it got cut off, but it's one of the must listen pod 5 stars from the most handsome man in Anvil.
I wonder.
This podcast is mostly relevant to people interested in Empire LARP and iLARP/Feast Your Eyes games. Its strength is that it's a big bunch of good friends that are not afraid to carve their own paths while playing a game and bringing their different experiences back to the group so listeners get a broader view of what's gone on in an event compared to other shows, e.g. most of the cast are in different nations of the Empire and are on different ships and hoist the colours. This person really has not used this opportunity to shill. They've just been nice, which is lovely.
This has been a lovely one.
They take care to make sure everyone gets the time to say their bit and sometimes enhanced by the editing choices of Alex, which never approach veering into gimmicky. For some episodes, you can tell they really put some extra effort into the story and editing. Their 2022 Flying Lead Nightmare is the best they've done for this, but there are other good later examples. They also have a selection of insightful reviews, including some recent ones from the writers of various iLARP Feast Your Eyes games. I look forward to their episodes this year. I especially look forward to them chatting about how eager they are to see the results of the survey of personal heraldry in the Nation of Dawn being undertaken by Sir John Appleyard of House Degothan. As this will give nobles in the nation a chance to explain the wonderful stories behind their heraldry. I also look forward to them explaining why Tristan is the Banana Knight, and of course of them singing the theme tune at the end of every episode. Well, thank you very much, the most handsome man in Anvil. And you did use that opportunity to plug yourself. So.
Yay. I think we should sing on the way out.
Yes, thank you for your kind words. That's the easiest way to support us is you give us a 5 stars, give us a review, like, share, subscribe, follow, Patreon. Comment. We also do have a Patreon. So if you've got anything to spare, we do have a Patreon at Fabletop. So if you've got anything to spare, throw it our way. We really appreciate us. Help us keep the lights on, buy new equipment, get to Anvil.
We have just bought a lot of new equipment.
So that'd be great. But yes, thank you very much, everybody, for listening. I am vibrating with excitement.
We can't wait to see you.
This should come out either Wednesday or Thursday, so you've got time to or listen earlier. To us on the way down.
Do it earlier, do it earlier.
But yeah.
Well, when you can.
Very excited. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening. We'll see you in Unreal.
That was so... No, we can do better than that. We can do it again.